deadly quake in the Middle East. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A massive earthquake striking Turkey and Syria, killing at least 600 people. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
Hundreds of people are believed to be trapped under rubble. This is the moment a seven-story building collapsed in the Turkish district of Halliliye. Southern Turkey and northern Syria are worst affected. Rescue workers are searching through giant piles of concrete and tangled metal. The quake struck a region packed with refugees displaced by Syria's civil war. According to the Syrian opposition emergency group, the White Helmets, medical facilities there are struggling to cope.
Following the U.S. military's takedown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast Saturday, Republicans criticizing President Biden for not taking action sooner. Here's Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on NBC's Meet the Press.
Clearly, the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
Meanwhile, Democrats are praising the president's decision to wait until Saturday to shoot down the balloon. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I strongly condemn President Xi's brazen incursion into American airspace. And I commend President Biden's leadership in taking down the Chinese balloon over water to ensure safety for all Americans and maximize the intelligence we gain.
China is claiming the balloon was a weather research aircraft that had veered off course. China is saying the U.S. overreacted with shooting down the balloon. Singer Beyoncé taking home four Grammys Sunday, bringing her total number to 32, breaking the 26-year-old record held by the late composer George Shulte. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An unlikely person taking on a mediator role during the early days of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the report.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett visited Russian President Vladimir Putin last March, just weeks after the invasion began. In a new five-hour online interview, Bennett says that his visit, while unsuccessful in stopping the war, was successful in one regard, getting a promise from Putin not to kill Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Bennett says he then told Zelensky of the promise and that further mediation led to Putin agreeing not to seek the disarming of Ukraine, while Zelensky promised not to apply to join NATO. Bennett has since been voted out of office, being replaced by longtime Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister.
The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies releasing a report on pandemic preparedness. Fox's Rich Edson has more.
Countries like the United States are planning to end their official COVID health emergencies as vaccines and natural immunity have brought down death rates significantly.
COVID made us live through a pandemic, and you would think that would double down on our support for public health and science. Quite the reverse.
Experts are urging countries to boost their health spending, increase hospital surge capacity, update their response plans and laws, and coordinate with other nations to prepare for the next pandemic. COVID-19 hit a century after the 1918 pandemic, though as the human population grows, interacts more with wildlife, and travels easily around the world, the risk of another pandemic increases.
New York City police arresting a 15-year-old girl for murder, arson, and other crimes in connection with a fire that killed a 27-year-old man in the Bronx last week. The investigation is ongoing. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.